Good day. In this exercise, we're going to concentrate and meditate on a flower. So if you don't have a flower at hand, maybe go get one. In general, I would really suggest you keep a flower at your shrine. It gives a tremendous sense of beauty and purity to your meditation place. And also it will signify the importance you give to your meditation, to your soulfulness practice. If you keep your meditation place beautiful with a little flower, it can be just a single flower. You will see how much difference it makes. It makes the whole place come alive. So to achieve purity, to increase the purity in your daily life, to hold on to what you achieve in meditation, it's very helpful to concentrate and meditate on a flower. A flower, among many other things, symbolizes purity. In this exercise, first we're going to purify our breath by repeating the word purity as we breathe in and imagining that we are filled with purity. Then we will concentrate outwardly on the flower in front of us, turn that concentration inward, and eventually bring in that sense of vastness and meditation. Kind of like the exercise with the candle flame. A similar build-up. Good, so let's get started. Make sure you're sitting relaxed, your shoulders are relaxed, your forehead. There's the hint of a smile around your lips, twinkle of a smile in your eyes. You look at the flower in front of you and let it inspire you. See how its color nourishes you, how you enjoy its beauty. Can imagine the fragrance of the flower. Now take a few deep and slow breaths, and each time you breathe in silence repeat as fast as possible the word purity. Purity, 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 purity. And feel that you are being filled with purity from the flower. Slowly and steadily, your whole world is filled only with the flower. You allow no other thought. Each time you notice yourself thinking something else, lovingly, gently, bring your awareness back to the flower. You can keep imagining that your breath comes out of the flower. When you breathe out, your breath goes back to the flower. You can intensify your concentration by focusing only on a very small part of the flower, like a single bud, the tip of a petal. concentrate on the flower. At the same time, you become aware of the silence between your thoughts. Focus on that silence as well. Feel his presence. Now kindly close your eyes and imagine the flower inside your spiritual heart. Keep concentrating on it in the same way as we just did. Feel that the concentration on the flower becomes an identification with the flower. Your heart and mind are a beautiful blossoming flower. Imagine your whole being filled with beauty and purity, a fragrant freshness. And you feel that you are a flower in a vast field of flowers. Above you is the vast and beautiful sky. An afternoon sun that gently warms you. You sway gently in the wind. You are surrounded by nature's beauty. You are part of nature's beauty. You feel the vastness of that scene. And you are not only the flower, but also the fragrance of the flower that wafts along the sky. It spreads in all directions. You are the flower, and you are the fragrance of the flower, offering yourself. Traversing the vast sky. You become the vastness of the sky. Gently bring your awareness back to your body, to your presence in the room. Try to hold on to the beauty and peace inside your heart. So we finish the exercise, chanting 3 times the mantra Om. Very nice. Well done. Notice how at some point during the exercise, I suggested you feel you are not only the flower, but also the fragrance of the flower. You offer yourself to the world around, to the vastness of the sky. This feeling of self-offering is really something to experiment with in your meditation. So in a deep meditation, you feel that you are offering yourself, you are giving yourself. So by imagining this, you're bringing this forward. This very effectively also counters this feeling of expectation that you should be feeling something at some point in the exercise or that you expect some particular result. So when you meditate, feel, bring forward this feeling of self-offering. To conclude, I would like to read out an aphorism by Sichimoy for you. Wherever you go, go with inspiration and aspiration. Whatever you do, do with love and concern. Whomever you see with purity's beauty and responsibility's glory.